Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Boca represent.
I lotioned my uncle's ankles once.
Did you?
The term pancake was copyrighted or something.
I need my fix. Monday from Friday to 2 to the 6. Hopman and Crowder, I tune in to bits. Competition going super intense. Both stations, man, I can't switch. Crowder don't quit. Hopman, I'm wrong. Download at odyssey.com. Shout out to Lana for bringing it strong. And everyone else that they bringing along.
I'm locked in to the Hawkman and Crowder Show. Boxed in with no options. I still find a way to get my daily dose. I'm on a mission for jokes. I'm tuning in on the road. I pull it up on my phone. I pull it up while at home. Alexa, like, leave me alone.
Alexa, play Hawkman and Crowder Show.
I've had enough of you.
Boneless?
Oh, no.
It's a flavor, though, huh?
Venus Williams here. Venus, what's up?
I'm buttoning your shirt, Twan.
How you talking, boy?
That funny da-da-ya-ya-ya-ya-da-da-da-da.
What a way to start the show every day. I love that theme song.
He killed it. Art God Savi.
Art God Savi, our dude Marcos. It was funny because Solana's off today, and Steven, who's running the show today, he says in our headphones right before we're going on the air, he's like, that dude is too talented to be working here. And I am 100% in agreement with Steven on that, man. That dude, like, he is, if you're not following that guy, Art God Savi did the song for us. He works at the radio station. His name is Marcos. And if you're not following him on Instagram, you are missing out. It's ArtGodSavii. Follow him. He is talented, man.
Don't tell him. I want him around a little longer.
I know. No one ever says that about us. No one ever says, you know, those guys are too talented to be working here.
Yes,
I've
Steven.
Never heard that about our show. Yes, Steven.
You've been working with us for a year. You never said
never
that.
Said it about us.
I mean, I say it in private.
Well, say it to me, damn it.
Yeah, when I have my few meetings with Len, I'm like, oh, man, Mark, Hawk and Crowder, man. Too good to be working here.
Well, apparently Len's not paying attention.
But yeah,
I don't think he listens to the show or you. We have a loaded potato for you today on this Friday. We have a lot of stuff to get to. We had the fun best of yesterday, so we didn't really get to react at all. We didn't get Crowder's reaction to the Dolphins releasing Bobby McCain yesterday. And then I saw this interesting note online. 5 of Miami's 8 team captains from 2020 are gone. McCain, Fitzpatrick, Ted Karras, Kyle Van Noy, and Kevon Frazier, I think he's gone too, right? Yeah. And yeah. Jesse Davis, Landon Roberts, and Clayton Fegelum. Fegelum.
Yeah.
Remain. That's a lot of team captains to be gone in one season. Guys that were productive, you know, Bobby McCain and Kyle Van Noy, obviously Ryan Fitzpatrick, like productive guys gone.
You know that meme where the guy's holding his girlfriend's hand but looking back at the other girl?
Right.
I think Chris Greer and Flores has a lot of that in them. Where, oh, yeah, I like you. Ooh, my goodness. Look at that safety available.
Because you were questioning why they took a safety, and now you kind of know, right?
Yes. Yes. And Malik Hooker came. Remember Malik Hooker? Yeah. First round pick, 15 overall, I think, to the Colts, and he can play ball. He visited after they drafted Javon Holland out of Oregon. last week in the draft, 2 weeks ago in the draft, they're putting their team together, and you can see it. It's no secret what's going on right now. They're trying to upgrade every position they can.
Yep. It's interesting because I was watching First Take today. Was it First Take? I think so. And they were talking about, you know, which team in the NFL is doing the best job, say, in free agency in the offseason. And I think it was Stephen A. Smith. I really can't remember. But basically said Tampa. I mean, they kept everyone together. When do you ever see a Super Bowl team return all 22 starters? And that's exactly what they're doing. And then they made the case of saying that last season, Kansas City, or the season before, Kansas City, they felt like they were a little deficient in their defense. They loved the offense, obviously, with Patrick Mahomes. They went out and they just revamped the defense. And then, bing, bang, boom, they win a Super Bowl. And I guess that's what Brian Flores is doing, right? He sees some deficiencies here. Because I don't, like, that's a pretty gutsy move to get rid of Bobby McCain. You don't save a ton of money. And you're betting on a lot of productivity and leadership from other people that you know you were going to get from Bobby McCain.
Yeah. Eric Rowe is the guy. We saw him. He had a bunch of good games last year. Eric Rowe is the guy that covers tight ends. We saw it. He's your man. That free safety position where Bobby was, you drafted Brandon Jones out of Texas last year, Hawk. You bring in a second round, 36. You said this man was worth the 36th pick in the draft in Javon Holland. Yeah. Like, if it doesn't work out, they're going to look dumb. Because Bobby was solid, but right. I wouldn't say Bobby was a game changer, and they're trying to find a game changer.
But you did know what you had, and he was a captain. He was a leader. I read something somewhere that said Bobby McCain was an extension of Brian Flores on the field. And coaches, they froth at the mouth for a guy like that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you see this from him, though. He's got no qualms about pulling the trigger on what he would consider, I guess, to be upgrades or, you know, they're saving, I guess, some $5 million something against the salary cap. But it really is, in my mind, a gutsy move.
But he's done it on the coaching staff as well.
Yep.
Bro, this is the third OC in 3 years that we just hired or promoted, whatever it is. Yeah. And you know what I've said? We talked about this before. Actually, when Chad O'Shea left and now Chan Gailey left, and we've talked about it. I like it. I like somebody saying, okay, I made a mistake. Let's find something better. Let's upgrade. Let's look back. We're holding hands. Let's look back at that other girl and say, hey, are you interested? I don't have a problem with it.
But to say you made a mistake is different than saying, I know this guy's good and I think I can get better. You know what I mean? Like, Bobby McCain wasn't a mistake. You didn't watch him and go, that guy's a bust. You need different safety help out there. Like he wasn't that. That's the part that's interesting to me. It is easy. There's no risk in looking at someone and saying, you know, when Eric Flowers was with the Giants and he was a turnstile. I mean, there's no risk in saying, yeah, we made a mistake. We got to get rid of him. There's no risk there. When you've got a guy that's being productive, very well liked by the team, that's when it becomes risky. I admire it because what's the ultimate goal? You want to win a Super Bowl. Well, you haven't even gotten to the playoffs yet. So, what are you going to do? Like, you going to make the case for standing pat? Or are you going to make the case for we have to continue to get better and better and better in every position? So, but I do find it interesting. I think it's gutsy. I think it's a gutsy move.
Yeah.
It's a Brian Flores gutsy move. And Chris Greer, too, I guess.
And I'm telling you, I have no problem with it. You know what? I think the question is that continuity. People always talk about the continuity. Bobby McCain knew everything. Like you just said, he was an extension of Flores, knew the entire defense, ran the back end. Does that continuity, the trade-off for a more, you know, faster, a younger, maybe a ball hawker, you know, a guy. Bobby McCain didn't have a lot of damn interceptions now. We watched the games. Like, the trade-off from that continuity, that veteran leadership, to a better football player. That's what we're talking about right now. And Brian Flores, it's obvious he would pick a more athletic guy over the continuity, the veteran leadership that, you know, that I can teach Brandon Jones. I can teach Javon Holland how to call the back end. I want a better player. I want a more, a bigger impactful player back there other than an older guy that knows everything. And he's shown, even with Vannoy, they got rid of Vannoy, and Jalen Phillips is going to jump right into Vannoy's position. People don't know that. What you saw Kyle Vannoy do last year, Jalen Phillips is playing that position. He a guy that he played with in New England for years, coached for years, he let him go and brought in a younger guy. I can teach him football. I want this young guy that could be more productive.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch. I do have some NFL stuff to get to today. I have some fascinating stuff from ESPN and Keyshawn Johnson. I just find it wild. We have a ton of stuff to get to. So Solana is in Puerto Rico with his girlfriend. They left yesterday, and he stumbled across something in Puerto Rico that I can't wait to share with everybody. I'm going to get to that later on. Doug Plagans, Florida Panthers radio voice, he's going to join us. And Panthers, two regular season games left. These are biggies, tomorrow night and Monday, and then the playoffs start. Lee Sterling is going to join us today, the sports handicapper. We'll get some picks for the weekend. Just really fun stuff to get to today. Let's do headlines first, though, before we run out of time here in the first segment. Steven Preciado has your headlines, replacing Alejandro Solana in the starting lineup.
So to go back on the Bobby McCain thing, I don't know if you guys have seen like the meme that goes around with him where it's like a screenshot of him like making like a wincing face.
Yes. So yes. That was I know what play that from too.
I think
what play that's from?
Which one?
It's the I think it's the Kenny Stills drop in Seattle. Remember when Kenny Stills dropped? I think it was week one several years ago, and he had that it was just an easy touchdown catch. And then they show Bobby McCain on the bench and he's wincing. Yeah.
So that so happened to be when they drafted Javon Holland. I don't know who said it on Twitter, someone I posted up was like, this is Bobby McCain's face when he saw that Javon Holland got drafted.
Oh, little did he know.
And little did he know he was going to get let go.
Little did he know. Sometimes you think they're drafting my replacement. I got a couple of years to figure out where I'm going to end up.
Not even
little
a week.
Did they know he was going to be gone. Yeah.
Hey, if y'all haven't gone to Javon Holland's Twitter page and seen the story and his family and his brother and sister and like how their dad raised them, they would sit down every Wednesday and Sunday. They set aside to have family dinners and talk about their feelings and stuff. Like it's about 6 minutes, and it's awesome to really learn who Javon Holland is. Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna watch that.
Yeah.
All right, the Miami Marlins, they swept the Arizona Diamondbacks after winning last night 3-1. Adam Duvall homered in the bottom of the seventh, which gave the Marlins a 2-1 lead. Our boy Gimme got the save last night.
Gimme.
This is also the first series sweep of the season, and the Marlins take on the Brewers tonight, 7-10 pitch. Trevor Rogers is on the mound for Miami.
T-Rog has been dealing. He was, I think he was the National League Rookie of the Month last month, wasn't he, Trevor Rogers? Let me look this up.
Yeah.
He's been unbelievable.
That you know that farm system thing? I don't understand it when people say we have a great farm system.
I know.
But now I'm starting to see it. We got a lot of young guys that are showing out.
It usually means
Trevor Rogers. He was the NL Rookie of the Month last month.
And I want to take this old Jazz Chisholm. I want to take him out to dinner. I love him.
All right, what else you got, Steven?
All right, the Miami Heat, they take on the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight at 8 p.m. Game will be here in the American Airlines Arena. 6:45 pregame show with Zaz and Tommy Tig. The Heat are currently
go ahead. I was going to say I saw the injury report, and I think Jimmy is still questionable.
Yeah, Jimmy, as of right now, is day-to-day. We know for sure that Hero and Oladipo, obviously, aren't going to be playing tonight.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler, illness, and Tyler Hero, questionable.
Bro, how long is this man sick? These Heat players get sick for 3 weeks. It lasts 48 hours max.
I don't know.
Yeah, we give Jimmy a pass, though.
That is true.
Look what he did last.
I don't mess with
finals.
Jimmy, who's running the board on 560, and I don't mess with Jimmy Butler from the Heat. No Jimmies. I don't mess with
two Jimmies. Two most famous Jimmies in Miami.
Most famous Jimmies
and
in Miami.
Don't forget about Yimmy.
Two Jimmies and a Yimmy. I'll watch that movie.
All right,
go ahead. Bro. Wrap up the headline, Stephen.
All right, Florida Panthers take on the Tampa Bay Lightning tomorrow night at 7 p.m. The Panthers and Lightning are actually fighting for home ice. The Lightning actually have a game in hand. They play tonight against Dallas, so big two games coming up for the Panthers.
Yeah, it'll be huge. We're going to talk with Doug Plagans about it next.
And then for weather, my phone's not working, so I'm just looking out the window, and it is partly cloudy outside.
Perfect. That's a perfect perfect weather forecast.
Solana got you.
Yeah, you got the Solana run strong in you.
Locked in.
Young Steven. Doug Plagans going to join us in the next segment. Doug Plagans, radio voice for the Panthers, going to talk about this huge series with Tampa Saturday and Monday. And also Plagans, if you recall, has a White Castle story. Do you remember his White Castle story? Because we've talked about White Castle all week long. Do you remember who it involves?
No.
Oz Hakeem.
Yes. Yeah. In Detroit. Yep.
That is right. Yeah. So we'll talk some hockey, but we've been fascinated with White Castle all week. So we will certainly have Doug Plagans share his White Castle story in a moment as well.
J&K Roofing is South Florida's premier roofing company, and I'm speaking now. It's not a mistake. For over 42 years, fixing, replacing, restoring roofs here in South Florida for over 42 years. They're going to keep us safe, your family safe, and their workers safe by practice social distancing. But in most cases, they don't even have to come in your home or office to fix your roofing needs. And yes, home or office. They specialize in both residential and commercial roofing. There is no job too big. There is no job too small. And the financing offers you can get through Y-Green right now will blow your mind. And I have to ask Donnie, the owner, if somebody tells me they've run the industry in South Florida for over 42 years, I had to ask how. Like, how do you do it? He said it's easy. We get the most highly skilled workers that are experts in installing new roofs and repairing existing ones, and we bring the best material. So those highly skilled workers, they're going to bring the best shingle, metal, tile, gravel, clay barrel, whatever you got up there, the most top-notch material, and those highly skilled workers installing it, and that's why they're the best. Quality, service, safety, and health is what they promise their customers, and us as customers, yes, us, I'm a happy customer of J&K Roofing. That's all we want, quality, service, safety, and health. And if you just moved to South Florida, if you've been here, you know this. You don't want to have roofing issues. You never know when it's going to rain, and it's coming around to that time. This summertime, it rains almost every day. You do not want to have roofing issues, and that's why you want to call J&K Roofing today. 954-961-9879. That's 954-961-9879. For all your roofing needs, give J&K Roofing a call, and J&K Roofing knows we're all in this thing together.
All right, we'll talk a little Florida Panthers hockey next on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hockman Crowder Show.
I don't know that I've ever paid enough attention to see the onion volcano.
What?
Huh? Hock and Crowder.
You know what? It's Friday night, so everything is popping. I got skin to spin on the hand, so let the games begin. Yakety yak, don't talk back.
All right, a little yakety yak with Doug Plagans. Good song choice. Yakety yak. If you say it angry like Ice Cube, because yakety yak really isn't angry. But if you say it the way Cube says it, it's don't give me none of that yakety yak.
Sorry, Cube.
Crowder taught that to me long ago. However you say something can really determine how people think about what you're saying. I was once wearing a shirt that had a charity on it. It was like the pancreatic cancer research. Crowder looked at me. He's like, you charity-ass shirt-wearing bleep, bleep, bleep. Like, really? Did you just insult me? Because it didn't, like, on its face value... pointing out someone wearing a shirt with a charity on it doesn't seem insulting. But the way that he said it, I was like, dude just insulted me.
Anything. Like the way you said, what's your name? John. We got John over here. Yeah, man, it works.
All of a sudden, Cube. Yakety yak. I'm sorry. No, I didn't mean it that way. All right. Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Doug Plagans is the radio voice for the Florida Panthers, and there's two big games left for the Cats tomorrow night and Monday night, both against Tampa, and you can hear them both on 560 QAM, of course. And not only Panthers talk, but we've got some food-related items to discuss with Plagans, who has become one of our show food experts as well. Hello, Doug.
How's it going, guys? Thanks for having me, and I'm excited to talk about Panthers and food-related items right here.
That's right. I mean, when you think of White Castle, you think of Doug Plagans, based on his previous stories. But let's talk Panthers first. So what do the final two Panthers games mean? Because we were trying to figure this out off the air. So these two games will determine what, and then when do the playoffs start exactly?
Well, we don't have a playoff schedule yet, so we'll hit that right out of the gate. So just urge everybody to keep on checking back to FloridaPanthers.com for all the latest info, with the regular season, of course, wrapping up. And just feels like it flew by. We knew it was going to be a sprint. It was a condensed schedule, and here we are looking ahead to game number 55 and game number 56 of 56 coming up over the next few days. But as far as what these games mean, especially because it looks like and it feels like the Panthers and their cross-state rivals have been on this collision course to meet in the playoffs for a long time, that's what a rivalry really needs to go up to that next level, and it feels like we're just about there. The all likelihood right now looks like everything's pointing toward the Panthers and the Lightning playing in the playoffs. So I think whether the Panthers and the Lightning played in the first round or not, I think there's a ton on the line for each of the two teams going into this. First of all, the mental edge. You want to be feeling good going into the playoffs, and we knew that this race was going to go right down to the finish line, and obviously you want to be feeling good about your team. And if the Panthers and the Lightning do end up playing in round one, you want to have it fresh in your mind that you just played well against this team, you just beat this team. So that's right there first and foremost. You'd like to finish out on a high note and win these two games. The other thing is home ice advantage. Even if this ends up being the matchup, there is a lot of importance to having that potential extra home game in round one. And you look at across the National Hockey League, I was looking last night as of last night when I went to bed, of the 12 teams in the NHL that are currently in a top three spot in their division across the league, 9 of those 12 teams are at least 11 games over 500 at home. So being at home for that extra game, that matters. Home ice matters. Having the ability to make that last change in a game and get the matchup you want, that kind of stuff's important. So there's a lot on the line here. And then, of course, for the Panthers, sounding like with some key players who've been out of the lineup over the last stretch of time, sounds like the Panthers hope to have everybody back and available at least by Monday night. So that's what's on the line for the Panthers. Of course, over on the Tampa Bay side, it's been well publicized. They've been without two of the best players in the world, Steven Stamkos for the last stretch, and Nikita Kucherov all season. But all signs seem to be pointing toward those two guys being ready for game one of the playoffs. So, these last couple of games, as I said, you want to be feeling good about your team. You also want to get that home ice if you can.
And Doug, speaking of that, playing a team, like you said, and all everything's looking like they're going to play in the first round, playing a team twice right before you play them in the playoffs, like, is there like the rotation, the lineups, the better coaching? Like, what aspect does that add to the first round if they do play playing them? You said the confidence. I know the home ice is big, but just other than that, what pieces of the game, the mental side of the game, do a better coach or a better team figure out when you play a team twice and then you play them in a series?
Well, I think if anything that it adds to it, I think this is from both perspectives, the Panthers and the Tampa Bay perspective, it just throws fuel on the fire here. I mean, these two teams, and just getting what you were talking about, Crowder, I mean, you look at matchups, there's a lot of familiar faces, obviously, with these two teams. And, of course, the way the schedule is set up this season, playing each other so much, sure, the Panthers and the Lightning play each other twice between Saturday and Monday to close out the season, but they've already played each other six times this year. The matchups have been very even. Tampa Bay, I believe, has outscored the Panthers by one goal over the previous six meetings between these two teams this season combined. But the Panthers are 3-2-1 against the Lightning this season, so they've done pretty well against the defending Stanley Cup champs. And just getting to the point, there's no secrets between these two teams. You know, they've seen each other plenty. They've seen each other plenty on tape. They know what the other is all about. And I think what it comes down to now is just, you know, an experience that it's gonna go a long way for you know, every player involved. Joel Quenneville said as much recently. You know, the experience the guys are about to get. He said it right after they clinched that playoff spot with that win in Nashville, you know, a week and a half or so ago. He said that the experience they're about to get is going to go a long way for everybody within the organization. Talked about how much fun this is going to be. And I think just when you look at the Panthers and the Lightning specifically, what it does here from both sides is it just strengthens this rivalry. And as you know, you can have a rivalry, and the Panthers and the Lightning, when they played each other, the games have always been fun. There's been no shortage of entertainment value when these two teams have played. But when you see a team in a playoff series, that intensity level goes to a point it has never been before. And I think we're going to get the appetizer of that, if you will, this weekend and Monday. And when we see the real thing, if we do, and again, it sounds like that's the direction we're going here. It's going to be really exciting. You can't even put it into words. The intensity level of a 7-game series in the National Hockey League, it's something you can't even measure. You can't even quantify. And to be able to see these two teams play each other potentially in a playoff series for the first time in the history of the rivalry is going to be something special.
Yeah, that's what makes it so great. Doug Plagans is with us, radio voice for the Panthers. You'll hear him tomorrow on 560 QAM and Monday as the Panthers and the Lightning. That's the great thing, where it's this 7-game NHL playoff series, but it's the Panthers and the Lightning, something that I think all of us in South Florida have looked forward to for a long time. I don't want to get bogged down in this hockey talk, though, Plagans. I want to get to food. But one real quick one, though. What's the goalie situation? Because Spencer Knight has played well. Driedger's been a little banged up. So when it comes to the playoffs, forget Saturday and Monday, when it comes to the playoffs, will it be Bobrovsky and Driedger?
Well, we'll have to. The way it's shaping up right now, and you mentioned Spencer Knight's been outstanding, and Joel Quenneville was asked about him, and you know, basically said he wouldn't rule anything out going into the playoffs. But as far as the way things are lining up, the last plan that we were told, Sergei Bobrovsky is getting the game tomorrow night against the Lightning, and it sounds like Chris Driedger will make his return and get the nod on Monday night. So that's the way things are trending right now. You know, and as you'd expect, and as he should, Joel Quenneville's kept it, you know, he's kept it pretty close to the vest. But you know, he's said that they've got a plan. They've got sort of a way that they intend to do things. So I guess we'll all wait and see, and there'll be tons of anticipation going to game one. But I think the big thing with the Panthers here in this situation, and this is organizationally, not just up top at the NHL level, but the Panthers all of a sudden have really developed this you know, embarrassment of riches at the goaltending position. They've got multiple guys they can lean on, and that's something that can be a real luxury for this team heading to the playoffs.
And Doug, general hockey question. I just, you know, we learned from you. What can I do to start a game like the Rangers Capitals started their game the other night? I love that. Like, what happened to make as soon as the puck drops, they just start punching each other?
It was that's like waiting for the beanball the next day after somebody gets somebody pimps out a trot, and they wait for the next day. That I was looking forward to the start of that game.
Yeah, there was some animosity out there when that game started.
You don't say.
They talk about, like, they know, like, do they line up and they're like, hey, when this puck falls, I'm going to punch you in the face, okay? Or they just get after it.
No, it's kind of discussed. It's talked about. Basically, you get out there, and I think it really is that simple on a lot of occasions. I've never been right in the middle of it, obviously, as it happens, but it really is that simple, as a guy looking across and saying, all right, are we going to do this? Sure. Or somebody a little bit more directly saying, you know, we're going to do this, right? And, you know, that's the way it takes place. When I was in the American Hockey League, when I was broadcasting in the American Hockey League, we had a game. I was with the Lake Erie Monsters in Cleveland. We were playing the Toronto Marlies, which was the Maple Leafs affiliate. And it was a Friday-Saturday home-and-home. So played Friday night in Cleveland and played Saturday early afternoon or late afternoon in Toronto. And 200 combined penalty minutes on Friday night, went to Toronto the next day, and 164 penalty minutes the second, did the whole thing again. Just did the whole thing over
That's
again.
That's awesome. I like to picture in my head that it was a group thread, a group text, but with the opposing teams as well. Hey, y'all down for a fight at the start of the game? All right, see you there.
And you know, and the thing is, it's you know, to somebody, there are just certain times and places where that kind of thing can happen. It's not something that happens every day, and that's why when that took place the other night, it was a huge story because, you know, back in the 70s, 80s, you used to get that a little bit more. But nowadays, it doesn't happen nearly to that extent. But sometimes it's not unheard of for something like that to happen, and a team goes on a run because, as crazy as it can sound, it at times can. It's one of those things that, in an odd way, can bring a team together occasionally. So it doesn't happen every day. You're glad it doesn't happen every day, but it does occasionally happen. Things get competitive and sometimes a little angry out there.
I thought something like that might happen at the White Castle in Orlando on Monday. So Doug Plagans has become one of our food experts. He enjoys food the way that I do, and we talk about it all the time. So have you seen all the hubbub, this White Castle, first one in Florida since the 1960s, opened in Orlando on Monday? We've been covering this extensively on the show this week, Plagans. We even had a reporter on from the Orlando Sentinel. So you've seen what's going on at that White Castle?
I've been following along with your team coverage here, and when I was connected the other night getting ready for the broadcast, that was where I first learned about everything that was going on. And you were talking about how people were getting in line several hours in advance, and there was a limit, a dozen, right, was the limit on the number of sliders you could get.
A dozen sliders.
So, yeah, I've heard about this, and I remember, I believe I came on the show, geez, we're probably talking going on a couple of years ago now, when the news broke that this location was going to be put in the first place.
Of course we brought you on. It was important breaking news, and we went to our top correspondent. That's no surprise to anyone. But is there any food, because you love food the way that I do, is there any food worth waiting 6 hours for, which was the maximum line at the opening afternoon? The line was 6 hours, and you had a limit of 12 sliders. Is there any food worth waiting 6 hours for?
You know, as much as I'd like to say, you know, for example, if they put an In-N-Out burger right over by the BB&T Center or something, that I'd be camped out waiting for it. I think I would take more, and this is, again, Hawk, you and I speak in the same language here, because I believe this was your take on it, but you brought up, like, if you brought up Lou Malnati's, if they put a Lou Malnati's in Boca, you said you've had it before. You know that it's good. You'd give the hype a little bit of time to die down, and then you'd go get it when things were comfortable about 3 weeks later. And I think, to be honest with you, as much as I would love to be able to go across the street, you know, after a Panthers practice and grab it in and out, I think I would wait. I would wait for the initial hype to die down, because I have had it before.
And Doug, another thing, and this question is crazy for me, but Hawk's asking, and we've had some mixed reviews. What's better, a burger or a slider? Which would you prefer?
I personally, I think different scenarios call for different items, but I think generally speaking, if I'm in the mood for a burger, I'm in the mood to go and sit down and have a big burger rather than a bag full of small burgers. And I think the bag full of small burgers, the sack of 10, as they affectionately call it over at White Castle, I think that really lends itself to nighttime consumption. And I think that's why, you know, I grew up in the Detroit area, and that's why we had a lot of White Castles around, and the drive-through lines would be pretty long, you know, the later at night things got. So I would be more on the side of, you know, if I'm hungry, if I'm having a meal, If I, you know, if I'm starving, I want to sit down and have a big burger. But that's not to say that I haven't enjoyed many a White Castle in my time. And I know you love the burgers at White Castle, the sliders, but the chicken ring sandwich might be the most underrated thing on that menu. The onion chips are good. A veteran move is to get the onion chips and put onion chips on your White Castle. It's outstanding.
Wow.
And you used to be able to buy the Crave case at White Castle, and they give you a car air freshener with it. And I have my friend in high school got it, and I was so jealous of the air freshener. It was the best smelling car air freshener that I've ever experienced. And as you can imagine, with White Castle, they need to give you a nice air freshener. And that was an outstanding air freshener.
This is why I love talking to Plagans. This is why I always go overtime with him. We always end up going to a shootout with Plagans.
And we haven't even gotten to the most memorable White Castle story.
All right, so we're running out of time. So let's do it. Doug Plagans has a very famous White Castle story. It involves a Detroit legend, Oz Hakim. Go ahead and regale us with the White Castle story.
Well, Oz Hakim, heading into the 2002 Detroit Lions season, was the big free agent signing. And I've been a Lions fan my whole life. And I was probably about 16. And my friend and I found out that Oz Hakim was going to be at the White Castle down the street from where we lived. So Mike and I hopped in the car, and we had a couple of Oz Hakim football cards. And we showed up, and I think it really was like me, Mike, and Oz Hakim, and the people who worked at White Castle. And it couldn't have been nicer. It was great.
But when you say you found out he was going to be there, he was doing an appearance. He wasn't just eating there. Yeah. He was doing an appearance, and ostensibly hundreds of people would show up to meet Oz Hakim.
Yeah, either we were really early or really late. But it was great to meet Oz Hakim.
So you have a great White Castle memory, which is just sitting in White Castle, you, Mike, and Oz Hakim.
And I think Oz Hakim had some kind of representative there, but this was not, I don't remember any kind of like a massive, it just felt like another day at White Castle, but there he was, Oz Hakim from the greatest show on turf right there at White Castle. And it was, like I said, it was cool to meet him. And it was very close to the Meijer where I met Charlie Batch not long before that.
Wow, another Lions royalty, Charlie Batch.
Royalty, huh?
I mean, listen, where else in 2021 on South Florida Sports Radio could you hear about Oz Hakim and Charlie Batch?
Nowhere,
thankfully. All right, Doug Plagans, he will be on the call tomorrow night, Monday night, and then for the playoffs, obviously, for the Florida Panthers. You'll hear all the games on 560 QAM. Thank you, Plagans.
Thanks very much, guys. Always fun to join you, and we'll talk to you soon.
There you go, Doug Plagans. We went long. Let's take a break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Crowder, speak the gospel on hockey. Tell him.
Made a puckin' boy.
Hawk and Crowder.
Caught the BMW. New deposit. I picked up another bag. Like,
somebody texts in while we were talking with Doug Plagans there. Doug just feeds Hawk's ridiculous food behavior. He does.
Yes.
He does. I connect with him on a level that I don't connect with a lot of people. He texted me. Plagans texted me after the interview there. And he wrote, thanks for having me. And I just wrote, you make me laugh. Phenomenal. I'm hitting on him. I connect with him on a way. I realized it after I sent the text. I'm like, oh my God, I think I'm running game on Doug Plagans, but he makes me melt. He does. He feeds my nonsense.
I'm used to it now, Texter, but it was weird for me at first as well.
You're like Twan at the McDonald's drive thru.
That's exactly right. I gotta shoot my shot. So, speaking of food, like weird and wacky food, you know, White Castle to me. And by the way, people are texting in, like, what's your fascination with White Castle? I'm not that fascinated with it. I like when a restaurant that hasn't been in a certain region appears there. I'm kind of with Plagans. Like White Castle, I would never in a million years say, let's get White Castle for dinner. But after a night of drinking or whatever, you go to a midnight movie and you get out and you're hungry and you want to get a bag of, it's not the greatest burger in the world. I like the novelty behind it, especially because they're just not around here. So that's why I'm fascinated by it.
Like you said, isn't it that Taco Bell vibe?
Yeah, exactly.
There's way better tacos everywhere.
Throw down
everywhere.
A bunch of this stuff. Exactly. There, but if there were no Taco Bells where you lived for, 50 years, 60 years, and then all of a sudden one was built, like you would go there. And that's and if you listen to us online, by the way, we're not close to Orlando. It's a 3.5-hour drive, so I'm not going there. But if I'm in Orlando, I will certainly stop by White Castle. But Solana is in Puerto Rico with his girlfriend. I told you at the beginning of the show. He texted me and Crowder this morning. There's a Subway sandwich shop. We all love Subway, right? Mm-hmm. Go in there. Again, you can get maybe a better sub somewhere else, but they're ubiquitous. You can always get a sub. You can get a meatball sub, a little turkey breast sub, whatever you want there. The Subway in Puerto Rico, where Solana is, now has pasta.
That's weird.
Would you try it?
Whew. Yes, I would.
Yeah, I want to know, because he sent us a picture. He took a picture, he texted it to us. So it says, Subway, próxima luz a la izquierda. What does that mean, Steven? Next light, take a left?
Yes, correcto.
Próxima luz a la izquierda.
Muy bien.
Gracias. And it says new, it's a Subway, and it says new pasta creations. This is like a big billboard on the side of the building. New pasta creations, create your own pasta. So it's not like, noodles and butter for your kid in case he doesn't want, like, this is for adults. And I'm very jealous of Solana because now I want to go to Puerto Rico just to have pasta at Subway. Would that be worth, that's probably not worth the trip, huh? I can't even get myself to go to Minnesota just to go to the mall. As much as I want to go to that mall, I can't even go. That'd be ridiculous to go to Puerto Rico just to get pasta at Subway, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Didn't Taco Bell have chicken wings a couple years back or something weird? Like,
well, everybody delves into the weirdness, but I don't know. Like, I don't know how Subway made the leap to, you know what? Pasta. You know what really boosts sales? Pasta. Like, I don't know. I don't get it.
Well, be honest, it has to be some kind of, I guess, regional or country. Because maybe they had to do some analytics or something to be like, hey, this pasta's going to hit on them. At the Subway, I'm coming in for bread and sandwich.
No, that's true. Because in Colombia, at the McDonald's, at least, I haven't been there in a few years, but they used to sell fried chicken there.
Well, I'm guessing maybe that there's not a ton of fried chicken places around. Like, there's obviously obviously it sells.
But regionally, like if you go to other countries, they always have like weird things. Like fried
chicken. Oh, no doubt. I love that. I love going to different countries. We went to Japan a couple summers ago and to see what they have at the McDonald's or the Wendy's. Like Wendy's had a big breakfast menu in Japan. So I like seeing all that. I am a little perplexed at, like, when I think of Puerto Rico, I don't think of pasta, first of all. No. I would think more pastelito than I would pasta, and yes, then Subway. Yes. I don't know. But we'll discuss that further in today's show. I don't want to get bogged down. We'll take a quick break. 3 o'clock hour is next on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I don't know what happened to me. I went through menopause. It's not puberty. I went through menopause.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.